I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Good to have you here this Wednesday. Russia's Vladimir Putin and Turkey's Recep Tayyip Erdogan met in Moscow today, and Syria was at the top of their agenda. Putin told reporters later that he and Erdogan discussed ways to stabilize the Syrian conflict. The two strongmen have not always seen eye to eye regarding Syria. Turkey has at times been more aligned with the U.S. But ever since President Trump signaled that he wants U.S. troops out of Syria and demanded protection for America's Kurdish allies there, Turkey's been more inclined to turn to Putin to talk strategy. Ian Bremmer is a writer and foreign policy commentator who heads the Eurasia Group, a political risk research and consulting firm. Ian, what does Recep Tayyip Erdogan need from Vladimir Putin?
He needs some sort of understanding that Turkish presence on the ground in Syria will be tolerated and that they can limit the operating capabilities of the Kurds on the ground, who they consider to be, the Turks do, to be a terrorist organization.
So let's put a pin in whether Putin will give Erdogan that security cover for a moment, because at the start of their meeting today, Vladimir Putin addressed Erdogan as dear friend. So let's dig into how their relationship is. How dear of a friend is Erdogan to Putin?
A lot better than it was. I mean, Turkey is barely an ally of the United States right now in terms of like interests in the region, type of political institutions inside Turkey. It's becoming effectively an authoritarian state. I mean, there are real problems with the NATO relationship. But Russia and Turkey actually today get on pretty well. It's an important economic relationship. Lots of Russian tourists that actually go to Turkey, and a fair amount of interest in security in the region. And in fact, even you have the Turks trying to buy Russian components for their military operations. And as a NATO ally, that's kind of unheard of, right? But it speaks to the important relationship that Putin and Erdogan have managed to cobble together.
So how would you describe the security zone that Erdogan wants in northern Syria? What's the point?
The point would be both a permanent presence of the Turks on the ground that can't be threatened. It allows them to defend their border and to ensure that there is not movement of arms or individuals that they can't control, again, including those Kurds on both sides of the border. And it also is a base of operations where the Turks can launch against Kurds in Syria if they so choose. And certainly they've been moving in that direction.
So when Vladimir Putin and Recep Tayyip Erdogan, we've got these two strongmen, very type A, when they get into a room together, do they play nice-nice? Is it more kind of pit bulls and beating chess?
I mean, both. The answer is both, and it depends on when you catch them. I mean, look, when that Russian military jet was shot out of the sky by the Turks in 2015, so I mean, less than 4 years ago, that relationship went from hero to zero literally overnight. I mean, they were friendly. There was a robust economic set of relations. Diplomatic relations were fine. And suddenly it was complete blockade, you know, pretty much overnight. And that was that reflects an enormous amount of arrogance on the part of both of these leaders, who never can be wrong about anything, and their advisors can't really get them off the ledge. I mean, you know, Erdogan famously just blows his top at people. You remember at Davos when he got angry at a journalist, stormed off and left, right? Just took off and said, I'm having none of this, and had rapturous support when he showed up. Putin, of course, keeps world leaders waiting. He left, I remember Merkel left waiting for almost an hour once, the Pope, the Queen, right? I mean, and it's a power play. So when you have two older men that behave like that in positions of power, it's obvious that they're either going to be completely best friends or the relationship is going to be a flying disaster. And right now it's on the friendly side. This is a budding bromance right now, and I'm sure it'll go fine until it isn't.
Ian Bremmer heads the Eurasia Group and is a frequent writer on U.S. foreign policy. Thank you, Ian.
Okay, Marco, thanks.